The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
And for a positively donkey-free cross to the Israel Report, we have Rolene Marks. Hello, Rolene.
Hey, I'm starting to get worried here. Starting to think that donkeys hijacked my Israel Report.
We would never, ever allow donkey meat to interfere with the Israel Report. Don't worry, Rolene. More importantly than donkeys is the Iron Dome. It seems to have intersected a missile coming towards Ashkelon.
Well, it does look like things are heating up on the border with Gaza. We had several rocket attacks from Gaza, one of which hit a kindergarten in Sderot. The kindergarten took a direct hit, and thank goodness no kids were inside at the time. Last night we heard Tzeva Adom, the Azaka, or the siren went off in Ashkelon, and it was intercepted by the Iron Dome and remnants falling in an open field. And thank God nobody was hurt, but the IDF has warned Hamas and their cohorts in Gaza that should this continue, they will feel the full wrath of Israel. And we have had Israeli Air Force fly over and hit targets in Gaza.
Yeah, let's hope that things do start to calm down, because we really, really don't need a war anytime, but particularly right now. It has been quiet for a while, so that would be most unfortunate. And it sounds as though it's not just the border that's not all that stable. It sounds like Sweden is going up in smoke, literally. Second synagogue and a cemetery now being firebombed.
Well, this is following Trump's recognition of Jerusalem last week, and it seems, Benji, that the world has exploded with rage, which is kind of baffling to us, because we have known what Trump has just reiterated, we've known for the last 3,000 years, and most certainly for the last 70, as all our major government institutions are in Jerusalem. And if any world leader or diplomat comes to Israel, they meet in Jerusalem and not in Tel Aviv. So I don't know why everybody is so shocked, but it looks like yet again there is any excuse for some kind of conflagration. And I'm really baffled why nobody seems to be protesting the Libyan slave trade or the Rohingya massacre in Myanmar, but instead seem to be taking their rage out on Jews and Israel. Rocket attacks on Israel were to be expected. It's very, very predictable behavior by Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other terror groups in the Gaza Strip. But what is very worrying is what's happening around the world, and as you mentioned, Sweden. Yesterday we heard of a synagogue being firebombed, and what we know from the chief inspector is that they are investigating arson, not necessarily a hate crime. Last night we heard yet another synagogue in a cemetery, which is part of where the synagogue stands, was also firebombed, and we're watching this as it unfolds and wondering whether or not this will also be investigated for arson, or if it will be called what it is, and a blatant anti-Semitic attack. Now, there are reports that Swedish Foreign Minister Wallström has made statements about not allowing Israelis into Sweden as a response, not to Trump's recognition of Jerusalem, but to the ban on Muslims from certain countries entering the United States. I know that there's a lot of rumors about this, and I haven't seen anything absolutely substantiated. So as far as we're talking about Sweden for the moment, I think the big issues are the firebombings of synagogues. Having said that, we've also seen blatant anti-Semitism on the streets of New York and on London, with protesters crying Kaiba, Kaiba, Al Yahud, which refers to the Kaiba, the massacre at Kaiba of Jews in historical Muslim times. So very, very frightening times right now for Jews around the world. And from our part in Israel, our leadership continues to stand strong in backing President Trump. We've had President Trump's declaration on Jerusalem backed by the Czech Republic president. And we're hoping that common sense, sanity, and reality will soon prevail.
Absolutely, I do hope so. And yesterday we were reporting on the fact that there was this attempted attack on the Port Authority bus station in Manhattan, and it seems that they've arrested this guy, and he has all sorts of excuses for what's going on. I heard ISIS earlier, but it seems that there might be some other ones on the line as well.
Yes, he says that he's done it in response to Israel's incursion into Gaza. So on further inspection, because many of us have first thought that Israel's incursion into Gaza, there hasn't been an incursion since 2004, since Mifsat Sukei Tunnel, Operation Protective Edge. But what he was referring to was retaliatory attacks by Chiel Avir, by the Air Force, against rockets that were fired from Gaza into Israeli territory over the last couple of days. I think this is just an excuse. It doesn't come as a surprise to me, because I think that, we heard the Temple Mount or the Al-Aqsa be the rationale behind other terror attacks, I think we're going to see this used as an excuse. And I find it quite confusing, because we've seen video footage, we've got proof that it's not just Trump, but three consecutive U.S. presidents before, Clinton, Bush, and Obama, also recognizing that Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish people. And also we have to take into account the 1995 Act of Congress, which passed recognition of Israel as the capital of the Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish people, and the proposed moving of the embassy. And just to calm down all the inflamed tempers out there, President Trump, in his declaration that he will be moving the embassy, will probably move it to an area of Jerusalem that is undisputed. And it is hoped that this will be followed by other countries. So the excuse that it's Jerusalem or that it's Al-Aqsa is absolutely unfounded, and I think we need to call it what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, on that particular aspect, Vice President of America, Pence, he's going to be visiting the region this week, and nobody wants to talk to him.
Well, we want to talk to him, Ben. We've invited him to come light Hanukkah candles. He's going to be meeting with the Israeli government, and he actually will be addressing the Knesset, which is the first time in quite a number of years that an American leader will be addressing the Israeli people from the Knesset. But he is here primarily to meet with Christian leaders and discuss the situation of Christians in the Middle East. Many, many Christian communities around the region have been decimated and have faced genocide, and Vice President Pence is here to talk to the leaders to highlight the plight of Christians in the Middle East. And, of course, he would have been meeting with President Mahmoud Abbas, who has now subsequently snubbed him. But you can be sure he will still be meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and will be made to feel very, very welcome by a very, very grateful Israel, who's laid out the catering. And while we can't promise him donkey meat, we can promise him sufgaliot and many, many potato latkes.
Well, there you go. I'm sure that it would be just exactly what he is looking for. Rolene Marks on the Israel Report, thank you so much for bringing us all the news from the Holy Land.
Well, we are already lit with the first candle of Hanukkah. It's a Ner Rishon. So Chag Hanukkah Sameach to all the listeners out there in Chai FM. And we wish you Chag Hanukkah Sameach, and I'll speak to you same time, same place tomorrow, free of donkeys.